Tanya for the 25th of Sivan is in page 316 in chapter 7, Perek Zayin of Shara Yichud Vemuna. The line begins, V'daitei. Ze shekosu b'tikunim, tikun nun zayin. And this is the meaning of what he says in tikunim. In tikun nun zayin, the les asar poni minei loy b'iloyin v'loy b'tatoyin. This statement in the Arizal, that there was a tzimtzum that conceals God, that God removed himself to the side, is not meant to be understood literally in any sense, in any way, because God is present everywhere. And the symptom is only relative to the viewer, to the perception of the created being. And that's why the Tikkunim says that les asar poni minei, there is no place devoid of him, loy b'iloyin v'loy b'tatoyin, not above and not below. In the Zehar, the Raya Mehemna, on Parsha Pinchas, it says, Ihu tofis bekulo, the less man, the tofis be. Ihu seviv kol almim, etc. The less man, the nofik mirishuse lebar, because Ihu memale kol almim. Ihu mekasher, umiyached, zino lezine, ilo vesato, the less kurva bedali jesedin, elo, the Raya Mehemna says that God contains everything, but nothing contains him. He encompasses all the worlds, and nothing is left out of his presence or of his domain. He fills all the worlds. He is the one who binds and unites kind to kind, upper with lower, and there would be no cooperation, there'd be no ability to get along in the four elements were it not for his presence, because he is within them. And because he's within them, they can get along. In other words, in every detail and in every way, God is not only present in a distant sense, overlooking from a distance what goes on, but he is what makes what goes on. He is what gives definition to even the lowest creatures. What does it mean that nothing can encompass him? We don't mean physically. We mean that no understanding, no intelligence, not even of the highest, can understand and encompass intelligently what God is. K'vashikosa b'tikunim stima d'chol stimin v'les machshava t'visa boch klal. Gam b'tachteinim af agav de'il memalu kol almin, and also in the lower worlds, even though he fills the world, God's infinite presence fills the world, eine k'nishmasa odam teich gufei, it's not like the neshama of a person. In the body, shehi nitfeses teichaguf, where the soul is grasped by the body, meaning to say, ad shemispaeles umekabeles shinuyi mishinuyi haguf etzarei. The body is affected, the soul is affected by the events of the body, by the pain of the body, and so on. Mehakoi sekirus echmimus aish kiyetzim. From a wound or from coldness, from heat, this affects the soul. Mashein came back Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shein emikabu shum shinui mishinui elam hazeh. Whereas God is not changed at all and is not affected at all by the events of this world. Mikayet v'cheidef u'miyem l'laylo, kidachsiv gam cheshech le'yachshech mimeko v'laylo kayoim yoyer. Darkness does not darken for God, and night is as bright as day to God. So, in the statement that God is unaffected by creation, it is not a compliment, and it's not a miracle to say that God is not affected by creation because he won't indulge in it, because he's not present in it, because he's removed and aloof from it. Then it's not a miracle that he's not affected by it. When we say that God is not affected, unlike the neshama, is affected by a guf, and in a sense restrained by the body, because the soul can't be in two bodies at the same time. Yet, with God, he is present everywhere, and he is as present as a soul is present in a body, and yet he is not affected by the body, by the creation, even though he is imminently and intimately present in that creation. So the tzimtzum that is described in the writings of the Arizal, that there was a tzimtzum which removed God from the created being to allow the created being to be a yesh, that means in the perception of the created being, not in God's perception. The change was not in him, the change was only in the perception of the receiver. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 25th of Sivan, Chof Hei Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Daiga Belev Ish Yisichena. The Gemara says that there are two meanings to this verse. The Pasuk is in Mishle and the Gemara explains it. And the Gemara says there are two perushim. Yisichena midaite, he should remove it from his mind, like Hesach Hadas with a Samach, or Yisichena l'achidim, he should speak it out from the word Sicha. He should speak it out to others. Upirish HaTzemach Tzedek, and Tzemach Tzedek explained, what does it mean to others? La'achedim rak beguf, others who are separate and different from you only in the physical. Aval mi'uchodim ite ime, but it has to be with someone to whom you feel connected and united. She'margishim esinyone, the people who empathize and feel with him what he is feeling. And then the daiga will be relieved through the discussion.